Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Okay, guys, a lot of people these days want to become content creators or influencers, and they make great content but have no idea how to monetize it. It's really hard to know when you're starting out how to price yourselves, how to reach out to brands, and just honestly even knowing where to begin. So that is where Creator Source comes in, and I truly wish that this was a thing when I started my creative journey on the internet, because the Creator Source platform provides all the tools and strategies that creators need to price themselves and negotiate brand deals with confidence. So they have a bunch of tools on their platform. There's something called My Game Plan, and it builds you a custom plan for signing brand deals. Social Audit makes you irresistible to brands with an optimized profile. Media Kit makes brands fall in love with you. Rate Calculator, which I personally feel like might be the most valuable to help you price yourself for any brand deal stress-free. If you don't have any connections or mentors within this space and you don't really have anyone to ask, like, hey, what should I charge for this brand deal, or what should I offer them, or what are brands looking for? This is an insanely valuable platform to kind of answer a bunch of those questions.
Having knowledge when you get into this space is just such a leg up, I guess, on your career. I feel like sometimes people go viral on accident and then they're like, wait, what do I do with this and how can I monetize it? And some people realize too late that they can monetize it. So Creator Source has 5-minute trainings that teach you tips from best creators on social media. They have a contact database and templates to tell you who to email and what to say to sign deals with brands that you love, and top weekly campaigns. A lot of creators are full-time professionals, maybe full-time parents too, or both. So Creator Source is designed to be easy to use and to help you grow at your own pace. Most Creator Source users sign brand deals within just weeks on the platform. This is an investment in yourself. So Creator Source is offering a free 7-day trial, so it's risk-free to check it out for yourself and make sure it works for you. And exclusively for What We Said listeners, they're offering a 30% discount, so it's only $49 a month after the trial. Visit getcreatorsource.com and use code WhatWeSaid30 to sign up today. That's getcreatorsource.com and use code WhatWeSaid30. Go check it out. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. It's the What We Said podcast. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm JC.
And this week we are going to be reading your vacation horror stories. We haven't done this for about a year, and we try to wait for summer because this is when people are, you know, starting to travel again. They're experiencing all of those little annoyances that come with traveling and with vacations. So I'm really excited to read these today.
It's the best. Well, the horror stories are the worst, but I was actually just at the airport. I'll go over my Hawaii trip in a second, but I had the thought, airports bring out the absolute worst in people. Mm-hmm. As I was sitting around the baggage claim, I had that thought very clearly to me. So I do believe that traveling can bring out, you know, the demons
within
you.
The lowest of humanity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
And that's why there are so many horror stories surrounding traveling.
You get a bunch of people who are who are in a rush and feeling very impatient and gross, honestly. Like, you always are just feeling like, eh, when you're traveling.
There's something in that, like, airport air.
Yes.
It's stale. It is the opposite of fresh.
No. The only time it's fresh is if you've never been on a plane before and you're going, and it's, like, magical. Once you start going on airplanes a lot and, like, people will start going for work and stuff, that's when
it loses the magic.
Are so rude. But don't you remember, like, the first or second time you're going on a long flight and you're going to the airport and you're going to be on this plane and it's just the most magical experience?
Yeah.
Like, you feel so independent. You feel like a globetrotter. Just like, this is so amazing. Everything is just, you're so prepared. So nothing is stressful. But then it's like everything else once you abuse it.
You get desensitized. Mm-hmm. Do you get Wi-Fi on your flights? Like, if available.
Sometimes, yeah. If I'm by myself, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, very weak. No, I had this thought. I'm genuinely not trying to be a pick-me girl right now.
Yeah.
But I pretty much never get Wi-Fi on my flights.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes. If I'm going to New York or something, and it's like 5 hours.
Yeah.
And it's like during the day, I will. But I was realizing on my flight to Hawaii, because for some reason, or maybe it's always like this, but our flight didn't have Wi-Fi. They were like, when we're flying over the ocean, like,
yeah,
we can't have Wi-Fi.
I was going to say, actually, a lot of times I was thinking of tour. Like, I would get it on tour when I'd be by myself. But
I think for me,
a lot of times it doesn't even allow it.
Yeah. I think when I get on a flight, because I'm on my phone and on the internet 24/7, to me, it's like one of the only times that I feel like
you're trapped.
I have to go out of my way to get Wi-Fi. Like, maybe I should just be with my thoughts or, like, read a book or something.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it depends. If I have a lot of stuff to do,
yeah,
and I'm feeling like being productive, because sometimes it's actually nice to be productive on a plane. You feel like you have undivided attention. You can do, like, Q&As or, you know, like, on Instagram. Yes. I feel like it's a great time to connect. But
specifically when we were on tour, I always got Wi-Fi because it would be the one time that I would have two or more hours of undivided attention on Instagram where I could post, like, stories.
Yeah.
Like, I would go back and post these stories and, like, put more thought into my captions and stuff.
It makes sense.
And do Q&As and stuff like that. Because I feel like other than that, I'm always, if I do post something, it's very, I don't know, I'm just, like, always in and, you know, I'm always in and out of my phone. Who knows? I'm looking at my phone for, like, 2 hours and then I come back to it. I'm like, oh, crap.
Oh, don't worry. Chelsea blocked me again. The freaking saga continues, you guys. It's like,
wait, when did I block you this time?
Remember when we were leaving last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were leaving last week and I call her and it just okay. We were in a conversation and we're like, let's continue, right? Was that what happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're like, let's continue the conversation. I'll call you. And we were like next to each other. We're standing next to each other. Okay. And I'm like, I'll call you when we get in the car. And then we're both driving. We get in the car. I call her. Goes to voicemail. I'm like, okay. I look over, I literally honk, or I put my hand out the window. I'm like, answer your phone. And so she answers it. I'm like, what's happening? She's like, oh, it's on like not even night
driving
mode.
What was it?
Driving mode. I'm like, okay, turn your phone off every mode.
There's a mode for everything. I don't even remember doing that. That's the thing. It's not like I sat down intentionally and was like, I'm going to have all of these times. I just have a sleep mode, like my phone turns off notifications at certain times. And driving, I think it does that for safety. So I think I had started driving and my phone will just like put me in drive mode or whatever.
Okay. Well, I'm like, okay, at this point, what mode, when can I catch you?
Yeah.
What mode is it? Is it ever on just normal mode or?
I know.
And then the other day we did the same thing. Chelsea got her hair cut and I was getting it colored and we got in the car and I was like, same thing. We were talking.
Yeah.
I was like, I have to go. And I was like, I'll call you. Called you, went straight to voicemail.
I didn't even see that.
I just said awesome.
Yeah, I didn't even see that. So weird. Probably because I'm in driving mode.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm so toxic too because I will be on my phone for probably like 3 segments during the day where I'm on my phone for more than 15 minutes. Like 3 different times during the day where I'm
we
like,
get it.
No, I'm being serious. But in those moments, I will look at my phone like obviously a lot, but it'll be really quick.
I feel like you text me back quick.
I do. was going to say my toxic trait is when I am on my phone and I'm ready to talk. Like, I have time where I'm sitting down. I'm like, where are people replying? Like, instantly. Or I'll call someone, they don't answer. I'm like, what's going on? And I had just ignored them for like 3 hours.
No, I feel like you're pretty quick to text me back.
Oh, good.
I feel that way.
Good.
Never answer a call, but
yeah.
I can get a text back fairly quickly sometimes. I don't know if we've been in our texting era recently, though.
No.
I feel like we haven't.
No, I haven't really been in my texting era at all, honestly. Don't get me wrong. I am on my phone a lot, but I'm just saying not in big chunks of time where it's easy to catch me on my phone.
Well, I also think having a child, I assume, makes it that way more.
That's the only
reason.
Like,
I have no excuse, or I have nothing to, I'm like, I have nothing to occupy me. But it's like,
no, that is literally the only excuse, or that is the only reason. It's not because I think I'm trying to do that. It's just the only reason, because
you're occupied. But that's
good. That's occupied. Like, yeah.
That's a nice side effect of having a kid. You don't, you're not on your phone as much,
it's
probably.
It's true. And then at night, I go full force. I'm like, finally. And then I just online shop for hours. Yeah. I've been waiting for you.
Looks at my phone. How's your heart doing from the house trauma?
Oh, it's good. I didn't know what you were just about to ask me about. Oh, it's good. I asked Nick today, I said, let's be real. Do you still think about the house and think about how awesome it would be if we lived there? And he's like, yeah, all the time. I'm like, I know. It's so sad. It's not going away.
Have you found any other prospects?
No, and that's probably what makes it worse is everything that's new that comes up, it just doesn't compare, and it's more expensive. Like, okay,
there's
cool.
Actually nothing worse than that.
Yeah.
It's like,
I have to pay more for something I like less. Rad.
That's annoying. You'll find a spot and it'll all work out.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Specifically for ladies in our 20s. I mean, honestly, anyone can benefit from this, but I feel like there's a lot of times in your 20s where you just feel uncertain about where you're going in life, what the right path is, how to just get through transitional phases in your life. And sometimes in life, we're faced with tough choices and the path forward is not always clear. So whether you're dealing with decisions around like your career or relationships or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. Trusting yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets.
It is so interesting that some of these things, we kind of talked about this in an episode that will come out soon, about how being honest takes practice. And that goes the same for setting boundaries or believing in yourself, taking steps toward your dream life. It really helps to go to therapy and learn how to have positive coping skills, you know, how to do these things. It empowers you just to be the best version of yourself. I know that I have loved therapy and it's helped me through a lot of times in my life that were, you know, I was going through a lot of changes, trying to figure out things, and it was just really nice to talk to a professional. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatwesaid today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/whatwesaid. I chopped my hair and I love it. And that's really all I have to say about it.
It's so cute.
Thank you.
It fits you so well. I remember thinking the last time you cut your hair.
Yeah.
Like, that short hair looked so good on you.
Thank you.
And I felt the same way. Like, immediately when you cut it, I'm like, yep, that just makes sense.
Yeah.
And
feels good.
You do have such a like a good face shape, I think, for short hair. Like,
thank you.
Angular face.
Thank you. Me and JC went over to our friend Tracy's to get it cut, and there were a bunch of girls over there. First of all, I don't remember what I said to Tracy initially. Like, I need to cut my hair. Maybe I didn't even specify, like, chop it. She's like, okay, let's see what we're doing today. Like, show me a picture. I showed her this girl. It's like
a
literally a bob. She's like, oh, we're chopping your hair. Like, I didn't know we were doing that. But anyways, when we were chopping, all the girls were being so nice to me. Like, you look so cute with this. I'm like, this is the best way I've ever gotten my hair cut. Just surrounded by other girls, like,
hype
telling
girls
me how cute I looked. But I was dying because then we started talking about, like, pixie cuts. And they're like, I was like, you have to have, like, a fairy face for a pixie cut. They're like, you totally have that. I'm like, you guys have gone too far. You've gone too far. This is turning into sabotage. It's no longer complimentary. I know you're lying now. I do not have a fairy face. I know what I have. I do not have a fairy face. Okay. I will not be getting a pixie cut. That was so funny. But I love it.
Are you going to go even shorter?
I think so. Tyson texted me. He's like, I love the hair. I was like, thanks. I want to go even shorter. He was like, I literally was going to say that. You should go shorter. But we have to ease into
it. Yeah, you got
to
do baby steps when you're doing that.
Yeah.
Much of a chop.
Mm-hmm.
No, it looks so good.
Thank you.
Someone commented. They're like, Chelsea Bieber and JC Jenner. I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
It looks so good. Do you have a renewed excitement of like for clothes now?
Oh, 100%.
I got like a good haircut will do that to you.
100%. I feel like it really just makes my outfits look so much cuter. Because here's the thing. Short hair is not for everybody, obviously. Just like long hair, honestly, isn't for everybody either. Sometimes on me, I feel like really long hair, it drags my face down a little bit and I need my face to be lifted up a little bit. So that's why I like short hair, but I don't even know where I was going with that. I was never in love with my hair and I always felt like my hair was always the worst thing about my outfit. Like I was just like, yeah, whatever. Okay, my makeup's kind of cute. My outfit's cute. My hair is just like, bleh. And now I feel like it adds to it. So you just got to play to your strengths. You know, my hair's not super long and thick and a cool color. It's just...
I was going to say, if you cut it shorter, maybe you wouldn't. But I feel like you could still do like a slicked back thing too with it right now.
Yeah, probably.
Because your hair looks really good slicked.
Thanks. Yeah. It's nice. I did want to make sure it was long enough to put in a ponytail. There's nothing worse than not being able to put your hair in a ponytail or something.
Yeah.
Especially because...
if you're running.
Yeah. Or cycling.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
But you could get like a claw clip and put like majority or half of it up really good so it's out of your face or a headband or something.
True. I do have a headband. I do have a couple headbands. Anyways, that's
your life.
That's my hair. How was Hawaii?
It was so relaxing and really fun. I'm super glad I went.
It looked... I will
sell my soul to go to that hotel again.
Oh my gosh. It looked so amazing. It looked like its own island.
It literally felt like that. It's one of those places where I'm like, oh, if I came here, well, I already was on a trip, but it's like, even if I came here again, I think I would be okay never leaving the hotel, which we didn't. We stayed there the entire time because it's like you have your own private, essentially, bay.
Yeah.
The prettiest view ever and the best food.
How was the water?
The water was great.
Like felt warm?
So good. Yeah. It wasn't like so warm, but it was, yes.
Swimmable.
I was so super swimmable and I'm a baby with that stuff. It felt so good. It was a little gloomy when we were there, which was kind of a bummer. The sun would come out in chunks, but like when it came out, it was so pretty. You know how just it makes everything prettier? Like it makes...
yeah, the greens,
the green,
more green,
greener, the blue water bluer, whatever. Mm-hmm. So when it was gloomy, it was still beautiful. It just wasn't as like bright and tropical feeling, but the weather was still nice regardless. It's not like it was cold or anything, but... I feel like the weather is just very unpredictable in those tropical places. Like it would rain and then it would be sunny anyway. But it was so pretty. I went there with Aloe, specifically Aloe Moves, which is like their app. It has like meditation and yoga and Pilates and all this stuff. And it was cool because we got to take classes from like some of the instructors that are on the app. So we like got to meet them in person, have lunch with them. And the whole weekend, the theme was like about your cycle. So it was all very, like, educational, and we were just learning about different phases of our cycle and, like, what exercises are great to do. And, you know, when you're menstruating, they just gave so many great tips, like dry brushing and all these things that are just awesome things for every part of your cycle as a woman. And then, yeah, we got to do all the different types of classes. So HIIT workout, Pilates, yoga flow, meditation, breath work, like all these awesome.
So fun.
Yeah. And then the food was just insane, like fresh fruit every morning and matchas, like,
Yeah.
It really was a dream.
A wellness dream.
Yes.
Looked so refreshing. That's like the word I can think of. So refreshing.
Mm-hmm. We each got our own rooms, which was so...
that is so nice.
Nice. Like, oh my gosh, we would have dinner and the chef there was the former chef at Nobu. Mm-hmm. And so it's like insanely good.
Oh my
gosh. So we would like have this private dinner with these beautiful flower arrangements, literally looking off at the sunset and the ocean. And then I would go back to my like huge fluffy bed alone. And there'd be like a candle, turn down service with like a robe. I'm like, I want to live here forever. It was
magical. Oh my gosh. That sounds so amazing.
It was incredible.
Is there any tea from the trip you can tell us about?
I wish. I was genuinely searching for tea. I was hoping so much for tea. I was thinking about that concept of people being like, oh, you know, these influencers were so rude or something. But all the girls were genuinely so nice, so fun. It was just, I think specifically because it was this wellness environment, like we did multiple meditations and each time that we did a meditation, someone in the group would like be crying when we were done with it. Aww. And like on the last day, she's like, if anyone wants to share any reflections, and like people just shared really sweet things. And it felt more like, you know, it wasn't this like party weekend.
Yeah,
it was
like a retreat.
Yeah, it was like a retreat. And people were sharing more like vulnerable things. Like, I just really struggle being positive. And so like this taught me this. And like, you know what I mean?
Aww, you're just, that's sweet.
You're bound to feel closer mm-hmm. to people when it's stuff like that. So yeah, it was just so fun and wholesome and everyone was really, really nice. And yeah, literally no tea. My vacation horror story was at the end when Allie and I were traveling home and we were on the same flight back to LA. And the whole process of it, like when we got there, they're like, we don't see a flight. And we're like, cool.
Awesome.
But also I'm like, cool. Do I get to stay here another night? Because I'd probably have to pay thousands, but anyway, we did have a flight, but then the checking our bag thing was a little sketchy. Like when we were checking it, they didn't have physical copies of like, what's it called?
Like tags?
No.
Boarding passes
for us. It was like, oh, here's your ticket number. I don't know. It just the whole thing, we're like, do we have a flight or not? So we checked our bags and then we got on the flight. We went to Honolulu from Kauai and then from Honolulu to LA. And when we got to LA, our bags were not there.
Awesome.
And so we waited. And also it was midnight. And we were just waiting. We had the longest travel day. It was like a 6-hour flight. Ugh. So we were like super tired. And we had woken up that morning at 7 a.m. or even earlier. Like we met down for breakfast at like 7 a.m. and did a breathwork thing. So we were already just like, we had done a lot that day.
Yeah.
And then we traveled for the whole day. And we got home and it was midnight.
Oh.
And we're like waiting for our bags to come out and they're just not coming. And then we like hear an announcement. It's like, this flight, Kauai, whatever, is moved to this carousel. We're like, oh, so we moved carousels, still no bags. We're like waiting forever.
Everyone else's bag came out?
Yeah. So then we're like, okay.
Yeah, they're gone.
Our bags are not here. So we went to like the counter and gave her our info. And she's like, yeah, so it looks like your bags are still in Hawaii. We're like, cool. So
awesome.
She was like, explain what they look like and we'll deliver them to you. So they did deliver them within like 24 hours. Like they were there the next day to us, which was nice. However, when we had checked in to our flight when we were in Kauai, and like I was telling you, it was kind of a sketchy situation. The lady, we were in a hurry because we had had so much trouble that she was like, does it matter which bag I tag which? And we're like, no, just put it, we're traveling together. It doesn't matter.
Oh, shoot.
So then they get delivered and I get Allie's bag and she gets mine. So then she drove to my house and we had to swap them, which is fine.
My
it's
gosh.
Just like thing after thing.
Yeah.
Like that was a lot.
Quite the journey to get your stuff. And you probably had like new aloe stuff in there too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm like, that was quite the travel journey home, but it was all fine in the end.
Why does it feel so much longer on the way home?
I don't know. It's like just, you're not as, the excitement's not there as much. You're like, oh, I'm just,
even
just
when,
going home.
When you drive, we were just talking about this, when we drove to Arizona, we were like, that was so fast. We got here so fast. On the way home, we're like, literally all of us, an hour before we got home, we're like, this is the longest drive we've ever had.
It does feel like that. It really does.
It's the same amount of time.
Even though it's like you're excited to be home, it's not that like adrenaline feeling as much of like, oh, I'm going to a new place or something. Or even going to Arizona, you're excited to see your family or something. There's a bit of excitement there and it's gone when you're coming home.
100%. And you probably know you have to unpack.
Yes.
And
you're coming back to real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming after that retreat.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to come home.
I was going to ask, did you come home feeling like rejuvenated and so relaxed, or were you sad to leave?
No, I came home feeling definitely rejuvenated and relaxed. And I also really was affected in a positive way by the meditations I did.
Really?
Like genuinely, I've done it every day since, which it's not been that many days.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this might have been the turning point for me of like, oh, I will actually do this every single
really?
Day.
Really? Yeah. We have to experience it.
Uh-huh. Because I've tried here and there. Like I'll do a meditation. I'm like, oh yeah, that was good. but I've never been consistent. And a lot of people that I look up to meditate, like they'll mm-hmm. be like, oh, it changed my life. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then on this trip, I'm like,
oh, I get it.
She was asking like for reflections at the end, like if anyone wants to share anything. And I was saying like, I'm like, I know people, probably people who meditate don't feel this way, or they've been trying to explain like, yes, this is so powerful. It's very valuable. But to me, I'm like, it's so underrated because it's literally free to be quiet and sit with yourself. I'm not talking doing a guided meditation, but just meditating in general.
Mm-hmm.
And you can genuinely have like breakthroughs yes. from just being silent with yourself, and it's free. So I'm like, that's pretty crazy that that exists. And yeah, I don't know. Like one of the realizations I had in one of the meditations was she was saying like, picture yourself at just like peak joy, like the happiest you've ever been, the highest version of yourself, whatever you want to call it. And I was saying afterwards, I'm like, what I thought when I was meditating is like, that is not far away at all. It's just things that block it. Like, and I'm talking dumb things, like
yeah.
just little things that we overthink in life, or insecurities or annoyances. And it's like, those are the little things blocking what's literally always available to us, which yeah. is pure, just like, joy and happiness.
Bliss.
Yeah.
It's true.
So I had a lot nice. Of realizations. It's the year of realizing things.
It is good. For sure. It is good to, I think, get to that point, because I think the main reason people don't meditate is because they've never experienced the breakthroughs, like mm-hmm. you're saying. They never experienced that feeling. So to sit down and do nothing for 20 minutes feels almost like a waste of time. It feels yeah. like, why would I do that? I have so much other things I need to do. I'm not going to do that. I'd rather, you know, get going with my day. But then once you do it and you're like, okay, wow, this actually makes such a big difference in my life. I need to keep doing it.
And do you know what else I had the feeling of? Was almost a feeling, I don't know if this is the right word, but like of addiction to it. Like yeah. I almost was addicted to it, which was so weird. I like... We would get done meditating and I'm like, I want to do that again, like very soon. Like, I want to do that tonight.
You skipped the dinner.
Literally.
Like, where's Jay-Z? She's just on the beach for like hours.
It was this weird thing. I'm like, I kind of get it. I kind of get what yeah. people are saying. Like,
yeah.
I've heard that. Even in the surrender experiment, he talks about that feeling of like, I don't think he used the word addicted, but just like, just wanting to do it a lot and being like very moved by it. And I was like, oh, I kind of feel that. It's weird.
Definitely. I was going to say I did that cleanse last week.
Mm-hmm.
I ended on Sunday. And I was saying part of it is you have to meditate every day for 20 minutes and then you journal right after. And I had the same experience where I was like...
Is it guided meditation?
Yeah, there are silent? Different guided meditations. And then there's like music. But I just did the guided meditations. And then I would listen to like this relaxing kind of like meditative music while I would be journaling. I was like, oh, this changed my life.
Literally.
I was telling Nick, by day four of the cleanse, I was like, shiz, Nick. Like, I literally feel amazing. I was cleaning the house like a freaking mad woman, feeling so productive, in the best
energized.
Mood. So energized, doing so much work. Like, literally was so nice to everybody. Like, was just feeling conscious pretty much during my day mm-hmm. instead of just trying to get through the day. And it was a mixture of multiple things, but because I was just eating vegetables and fruits, honestly, like I can't even explain how great I felt on day seven. I was like, I'm so annoyed because now I have to continue. I know I have to do this.
No, I know. It's
now
so
that
annoying.
I felt like the only reason I wanted to clarify like why I did the cleanse was not for any reason to look a certain way or to like lose weight. It was nothing for that.
Well, the cleanse also, it wasn't like a juice cleanse or something. Like you should explain that. It's not even like that.
It's 7 days of, she gives you recipes and meal plans, and it's lots and lots of fruits and vegetables, pretty much all fruits and vegetables and like sweet potatoes and things like that. Anyways. Then you do the 20-minute meditation in the morning and journaling right afterwards. And before you start the cleanse, you write down, like, your intentions. Like, what do you want to cleanse from your life? What do you want to cleanse from your body? Like, what do you feel like you need to cleanse in your mind? And so I wrote down all of these questions. And then I wrote a journal entry for each day. And it was just funny, like, looking back at the journey of the 7 days. The first day I was like, I feel good. I'm really excited to do this. I'm like a little bit worried that I'm not going to finish it. Like, there's part of me that's like, oh, am I going to actually go all 7 days? And then the journal entries as it went was like climbing a mountain. It was like the first 2 days, I was like very optimistic, starting to feel good. Third and fourth days, I also started PMSing. Like, I started my luteal phase or whatever, which has been really bad for me lately. Like, my PMS symptoms have been, I've been so moody and irritable and honestly a little bit depressed, like where I'm just feeling like doom and gloom and like crying for no reason. And then I have just like these ups and downs.
And you're crying for a reason.
The hormones?
Yeah.
Oh,
I yeah, mean, yeah. It's, I feel like it's, I can relate.
No, for sure. And so anyways, that's the reason I even wanted to do this. I'm like, I need to get back to the basics. Like, I have just been experimenting because after I stopped eating vegan, I was like, I want to eat more of all of the foods that I couldn't eat before. So then I just started eating whatever. And while that is fun and great, I also just felt like absolute crap. I had the craziest brain fog ever. I had no energy. I would wake up in the morning, my eyes would be so puffy. I'd be like, I can't wake up. I can't wake up. And that is so not like me. Like, I, something I always like have loved about myself is that I can get up really fast in the morning and I'm just like ready to go. That's when my energy is at its peak. And that was gone. And I just felt like all day I was just slugging around like a freaking snail.
For all of life or during your cycle or your period?
No, in just my recent life, for the last like 9 months. Ever since I stopped being vegan and got my period back, they happened around the same time after postpartum.
Mm.
So it's just been a wild ride and I've just been feeling not good. Like, I've just been feeling just, ugh, I don't know how to explain it. But this is exactly what I needed. More so emotionally, I was telling Nick, it's not even necessarily the foods that I'm like, this cured me and I have to eat like this for the rest of my life. Like, I have been off of it for a couple of days and have definitely added things and eaten dairy and sugar and stuff like that. But I was saying, sometimes you just have to do things that you, that are hard and that are, you know, something you want to do and you finish it. And it was something you didn't even think that you could accomplish. And your confidence is so motivating. Mm-hmm. It like pushes you forward. And the meditations and the journaling, I was just like, I just have to keep this up. I have to keep some of these routines that I've experienced on this cleanse and keep them moving forward because I love how I feel. Like, I feel so happy and I feel, it's not even necessarily happy. I just felt so stable and able to, even my PMS symptoms got a little bit better. I would wake up in the morning. It was like day 3 or 4 of the cleanse and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I feel so irritable, like super short tempered. And I'd be like on my walk or something and someone would walk too close to me and I'm like, oh my gosh, like get out of my way. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? But then it started getting so much better. And it's almost like I had to have this low on day 3 and 4. My journal entries went from like, I'm excited, I'm optimistic. Day 3 and 4, I'm like, what is my purpose? Like, blah, blah, blah. And then through my meditation, like till day 7, it was like high, then it went low. And then it was like high again, where I was like, okay, I know who I am moving forward. Like, I have all these steps. I have everything that I need. I don't know, just a great little week-long journey that has been great and just a good reminder of the important things to add into my routine that I feel like, trigger warning, I'm talking about like cleanses, changing my diet and eating disorders, just for anybody. I think I'm back in my health and wellness era, just minus the eating disorder, which has been, it's hard when, I was saying this in one of my recent TikToks, it's scary to go for discipline and wanting to have discipline in your life because you're so scared of restriction and what it's done to you in the past. So you're like trying to find a balance between discipline and having discipline in your life because it makes you feel good and confident, but also being able to have freedom. And I feel like now that I'm older, I just have these like more tools and I've just learned so much more that now I can re-enter a healthier routine without feeling this pressure of, my intentions are better.
Yeah.
So it's been
I love that for you.
Eye-opening week.
I'm proud of you because I feel like you have like always loved health and wellness so much. And it's like that's a big part of your life. But I'm sure it's scary like jumping back into, I don't know, like you said.
Yeah.
The balance of not being restrictive, but you're like, but I still want to have routines.
Yeah. And I still want to, that's why it's sometimes hard for me to work out and do, just any kind of health thing. Because I am just scared of like, okay, I've been there before and like this happened and I don't want to like go down that
cycle
slope.
Again.
Yeah. And so I just feel like I knew I can't even explain why. I can't even get advice. This is just me personally. When I saw the cleanse and I read about it, I just knew that this is something that I needed to do. I didn't feel pressured to do it. I didn't feel like, oh, I have to do this because I need to. Like it was in a panic.
Fix something. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was just like, this is something I'm so drawn to. This is something I feel like I really need because I am getting to a point where I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And something needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it, stress sucks, especially when it seems to run your life, keeping you on edge and refusing to let you relax or unwind. But the good news is there's now a way to beat stress before it beats up on you. Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm are here to help you reclaim your health, your happiness, and your peace of mind. We had Tina on the podcast a while ago, and we talked all about gut health, and it was such a fascinating and interesting and eye-opening episode. You guys should go listen to it if you're interested. We learned all about Just Thrive's probiotics specifically. So Just Thrive's breakthrough probiotic formula is clinically proven to balance your gut. This is huge because as much as 90% of Americans have an overgrowth of bad bacteria in their gut. And studies show that an unhealthy gut can lead to an increase in stress hormones. Not only will Just Thrive Probiotic help you stay ahead of things like gas, bloat, and constipation, when your gut is balanced and healthy, you'll be able to handle stress like a boss.
When I was just in Utah recently, my brother was like, I've never heard the word microbiome so much as I have on this trip. And it was because my mom had just listened to our gut health episode. And we were like walking through the forest and she's like, this is so good for our microbiome, huh? So we're all on the Just Thrive probiotic train. Just gut health and your microbiome, it's all so important. And it matters so much in your life to have that be healthy and balanced.
My mom also, after listening to the episode, ordered Just Thrive probiotics for her and all of my family.
Same. They also have Just Calm, which is an awesome way to help soothe everyday stress, encourage a steady and balanced mood, improve alertness and focus, and even help you get better sleep. So up your wellness game and beat bloat, digestive issues, stress, and more with Just Thrive. And right now, when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code WHATWESAID, you can get 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm, and that is like getting a month for free. So again, that is justthrivehealth.com and use promo code WHATWESAID. Go check it out. We absolutely love this brand and we love working with them.
We're going to talk about Lululemon. Lululemon shorts were made to stretch, flex, and support the infinite ways of working out, giving you the courage to leap into something totally new and unexpected. Okay, you guys, let me just tell you, I have been running a lot and it is key to have good running shorts, especially as a woman, because if you have shorts that are too tight around your thighs and don't give you enough like flexibility to be able to run and to like really take a big step, and they suffocate your thighs, that's going to ruin your run and it's going to make you never want to work out again. Okay, so the Hottie Hot short from Lululemon is chef's kiss. The short with comfortable range of motion and a flattering fit. I also just feel really cute in those shorts. Hottie Hot shorts allow you to max your stride so you can move freely with confidence. They have the lightweight, swift fabric that lets in airflow so you can move without baggage. And it's designed to wick away sweat before you even notice that it's there. And it also has like really discreet pockets, which is great if you want to bring your card or keys or something like that.
I also absolutely love the Wonder Train shorts. Specifically, I like this for strength training the best, I would say. But they have such a supportive, stretchy fabric that manages heat and sweat so you can stay comfortable and focused. It has like sweat wicking, quick drying material, which is awesome. It absorbs moisture and wicks sweat during even the most intense training. So even if you're doing some kind of intense like HIIT workout, these would be awesome. And they're super stretchy and just nice fabric. I feel like you're not having to adjust them 24/7, which I really, really appreciate in any active wear. That I'm not having to just like adjust it because it's uncomfortable. Leif also loves the Pacebreaker shorts from Lululemon, and I believe Nick has a pair too and loves mm-hmm. them. So we're just a Lululemon family over here. So get into Lululemon shorts at lululemon.com. If you're looking for some new shorts for the summer, check it out.
So yeah, it's been good. And I've been doing like, also on top of that, I've been doing a more recent like new workout routine that I've been consistent with. So that was like also hitting its peak. Like I was like 5 weeks into that when I did the cleanse. Mm-hmm. So it was all just peaking. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so good. And the last time I was like in this groove, I had an eating disorder and right. It was not fun. And now I'm getting to experience the actual physical benefits because my mindset is so much better. Mm-hmm. So it's been good.
I love that.
Thank you.
That's exciting.
So we're on our meditation journey together. Because I've done the same thing. I'm like, I can't not meditate every day now.
Yeah. It's just, it really does.
It's ruined my life.
It's ruined my freaking life. No, I was thinking like something that the meditation instructor was saying even during the meditation is she, or maybe it was before. She was basically saying a lot of people just don't meditate. It's like, oh, I'm not good at it. And my mind just wanders. Like I can't focus on the thing at hand. My mind wanders. And she's like, let it wander. Like I felt like her approach really helped me because that's kind of how I felt where I'm like, I just get bored. My mind goes different places. It's not, I don't know. I've really never felt the benefits of it, even though I'm like, oh, it's good to sit still, but I've never felt. And I feel like the way she talked about it was like, let it wander, let yourself think whatever, notice what you're thinking about and just, she wasn't like, and then bring it back to this. She's like, literally just let your mind do whatever you want it to. And I was like, oh, that's kind of freeing and nice. And there were moments where I'd be randomly thinking about something completely else. And I'd be like, oh, that's interesting. I'm not even thinking about what she's saying.
Yeah.
And then I'd kind of tune back in and it's just like,
you're not shaming yourself.
No.
Like, I'm bad at this.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, you can't really be bad at meditating. Like, and I'm sure with more practice, you just get better and better. So.
No, for sure. And I think it's different each day. I even noticed based on my cycle, how the first couple of days, it was actually way easier for me to focus. But then I guess, well, maybe you know this now more than me, like on your luteal phase, you have your focus is way less, like your progesterone and your estrogen drop. And so your focus is like really hard. And it was so hard for me to focus those days, like meditating. I was like, this is crazy. I did the exact same meditation yesterday and it was way easier for me to like really focus. And I loved that. I loved that I was like aware of that. Okay, today this is how I'm feeling. It's like a check-in with your body and your mind to be like, where am I at today? Because every day really is different.
I know.
I also PR'd on my run like after the cleanse. I got like my fastest time.
Oh.
And I was just like, I freaking hate this. Like this is working so well. It's actually starting to piss me off. Because it means I have to keep doing it. Like,
I know. When you like
I wish I ran fast when I ate Chick-fil-A.
I know.
And scroll TikTok for
I know it's like annoying, but it's not. It's like freeing and it's so exciting, but it's also annoying to realize that
it was there all along.
It was there all along. It was always available. I was telling Leif too, like, I will sometimes look at, I don't know, I go through phases and like different urges with my workout routine. Like, Pilates has been a really consistent part of my routine for like almost a year now, and I really love it. But sometimes I'll just get the urge to do something else, like strength training or something.
Boxing.
Yeah. And I was just telling Leif, I'm like, it's funny that like, not even that I'll complain, but I'm like, oh, I just wish I could be like one of those girls who just like gets up and lifts weights every day. I'm like, I have a gym in my garage and I can quite literally get up every morning and do that if I want. I work from home. Like, it was just kind of a like self-realization, just slap in the face reality check of my own where I'm like, I can literally do whatever I want.
Yes.
So I need to stop being like, I wish I was like that. I'm like, first of all, you've gone to Pilates so much for a year and like I've improved so much and I've gotten so much stronger. Like, why am I now just being like, I need to do more. I should be a gym girl. It's like, what? And you literally, do you know what I'm saying? I'm like, so today, I had said that yesterday. So today I got up and I did a gym workout.
Oh, nice.
And it felt so good because I was getting that urge. And I'm like, I'm just going to go with my urges. Like, if I want to lift weights, that's obviously, I don't know why I want to, but I want to. So I'm going to do that.
What phase of your cycle are you on? Maybe that's why.
I'm in luteal, I think, right now.
I don't know. I don't know what's good,
which
honestly.
That's kind of not like.
Oh. I'm like, you're going against
Well, actually, I don't know if it's called luteal. It's the one before your menstrual, though.
Oh, yeah.
But I just got done with ovulation, ovulatory phase. I'm kind of right on the brink.
Mm.
So I think
ovulation, maybe you got it while you're ovulating because that is when you're supposed to have the most energy and you're like the strongest, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, that is correct. But I'm now phased into the second one, but I still got that urge.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But
nice.
Yeah.
Wow. I was going to say something. I just had a thought about that. Oh, I think the other thing that I was thinking when I was on this week-long journey, I was realizing how much of my life being like quote-unquote miserable, and it's not miserable, but like certain aspects about my life that I would have like, was it begrudges or like gripes with, I guess. I like my mornings, oh, my mornings are just like kind of crazy and they're not whatever. It made me take accountability and how if I changed within myself, how much better my life got around me and how it had nothing to do with anybody else. Like it's so easy to blame other people, mm-hmm. even just external sources you don't know, to be like, that's so bad of them to do that. That's making my life hard. This is making my life hard. That person, they need to be better. Like this person. And then when I was doing all this and like meditating and journaling and just having a little bit more discipline and doing the things that I'm like, okay, I don't feel like doing this right now, but I know afterwards I'm going to feel so good. Wow, I did it. I'm so confident now in myself. I'm keeping promises to myself. And it was another slap in the face of, unfortunately,
it all comes back to you. I know. It's so true. Whenever I have that realization of like, just any blame I ever place, I'm like, they're just annoying me. And then like, I have these meditative moments. I'm like, it's all my fault, actually. Yeah. Awesome. Like, quite literally all my freaking perspective and my attitude.
Exactly.
I know.
It's a hard pill to swallow.
It is, but it's good.
It is really freeing to take accountability, mm-hmm. honestly.
It is. Absolutely. Wow. We should get into these vacation horror stories. This episode's going to be kind of longer.
We're going to give you a long episode today because we know you've been begging for it.
Oh, shoot. I was going to say, I had my first dating app. Okay.
What?
Dating app. I'm like, I went on dates in Hawaii. Dating app experience by proxy, okay?
Oh.
So one of the, they were talking about dating apps. A lot of the girls there were single. And I was trying to get tea and information, honestly, for context for the podcast.
Oh.
Because whenever someone writes in about dating stuff, like, I have no experience.
We don't know what's up with these apps these days.
Nor did I even really have, I had Tinder for 2 seconds and like, I didn't ever use it. And I never... The one guy literally said he's going to take me to Pound Town and I deleted the app. Like, I never went on a date from it or anything. So I have no dating app experience. And I feel like those are a lot of our,
mm-hmm.
you know, even at our shows, people talk about dating apps. So they were talking about Hinge and Raya and all these things. So I was asking them, like, they're like, oh, yeah, and this person sent me a rose. Like, I'm cringing. I'm like, what's a rose? Like, I just don't know any of it. So,
yeah, what?
So anyway, one of the aloe girls was like, here, I'll show you. She's like, you can swipe through a few of, like, you can see what it's like on Raya. Like, you can see what we're working with. So I was like, can I match with people. I'm like, hey, what's your type? And so she was telling me her type. And I was like, okay, love this. So then I'm swiping and I'm like, this is literally window shopping. This is so fun. And I'm swiping and I'm like Xing people. And then I was like, oh, this guy's cute. And he was like an investment banker who was a former D1 athlete. And he like was cute.
Oh, you said it was on Raya.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, absolutely. And I swipe yes or whatever. And it's like, it's a match, which means they both like each other. And I was like, it's a match. It's a match. And we were all like, whatever. And then as I keep scrolling, I'm like, I'm like, they only have one photo to base it off of. And they're like, no, there's like 10 photos. You have to scroll. I'm like, oh, for each profile. I was only looking at the first photo. That's what I was basing everything off of. And I had been doing this for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, take me back to the investment banker. Like, I need to see more of his photos because I swiped based off of one.
Oh, no. He was the friend you didn't think it was.
He was. He catfished. Like, the third photo, I literally gasped. I screamed. I was like, oh, my gosh. And she was like, unmatch me immediately. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like,
Did he use his friend?
No, it was him, but it was just like
a good
picture. An incredible photo of him, the first one. Like,
wow.
All the other photos were not her type to any degree. And so, anyway.
Oh, my gosh. But that's funny.
I was getting a taste of what our single girlies experience. Nice. And
it was
eye-opening for sure. I was saying, I'm like, I could see the fun that this would be and the appeal. But I could also see how you're just like, screw this. Like, this is so...
Yeah.
Like, I'm never going to find anyone.
I also think what I've heard from dating apps is sometimes it's just easy to go on that for validation. And so it's not necessarily best intention of like, oh, I'm going to go find my soulmate on this app. It's like, I want to like, not, you don't say that out loud, but subconsciously it's like, okay, I'm feeling a little down. I'm going to get on, you know, this dating app and see who matches me, who thinks I'm cute.
That makes sense. But some of the freaking guys were on Hinge. One of them was literally like, what I'm looking for, because it says like what you're looking for.
No.
Good sex and chill vibes. His photo. Hi.
No.
I wish we had videos so you could see what I just did. Like,
not the lip bite.
The lip bite with a backwards hat.
Chill vibes and good sex.
I'm like, sir.
Oh.
I cannot even. It was a jump scare. So anyway, I feel like it could be entertaining to be swiping, but I could also see like, people who are just like, oh, I'm so over the apps. I'm like, I do understand also what you're saying, where it's just like, you see these guys and you're just like, absolutely not.
It
and
then makes any you more guy, sad.
Yeah. And then sometimes like what they message you, you're just like, no.
Ew.
You just ruined it. So yeah. Anyway.
Sheesh. Yeah. I know. I think
wild
everyone,
out there.
I think everyone gets on hoping to find the other person who was forced to get on and didn't want to get on.
Exactly.
They don't want to find the Tinder, like.
The Tinder swindler.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are exactly. not looking for you.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So nuts.
It's nuts.
Okay, let's get into these stories. I'll go first. I got stung by a jellyfish on my vagina the first day of my honeymoon. LOL, thank God I wasn't allergic to jellyfish or something. Wow, that's a positive spin.
That's
miserable.
That's
not what I would be thinking.
Like, what would
you thank
be
goodness I wasn't allergic. Yeah. Like, no, I would be complaining that I got stung.
On your on vagina, the vagina, too. What do you even do
what
for
What are you doing?
Wait,
why did you
good
have
news.
A babysit? What?
What?
Babysit? A bathing suit. Sorry.
Oh. Why did you get a babysitter? I'm like, huh? Good news. You pee on a jellyfish bite to, like, reduce the sting.
Oh, yeah, true.
So if it's on your vagina,
your boyfriend can
easy
pee
access.
On it.
You pee on yourself. I wonder what you do for a jellyfish sting. Like, is it itchy? Like, how do you get rid of it?
I don't know. I've actually never been with someone or, like, experienced that who's been stung by a jellyfish.
Me neither.
I've been with someone who got stung by a stingray. Cole.
Your brother?
Yeah, he came to visit us. We went to California together. And he got stung by a stingray. I had to go to the lifeguard. He had to put it in cold water.
That's scary.
Yeah. It was like a weird, it was kind of little. It was like as big as my pinky nail.
The stingray?
No.
Oh. I'm like, is it a baby? It's like a scorpion where they're the smaller they are, the
like it's
deadlier
weird, it
their
stingray,
sting.
But it had a tail and it was on land. No, the bite.
Okay.
Or the stinger.
But you could see it. Oh, there's a stinger in it when he gets stung.
No. Just the like mark.
Okay.
Like it was just a mark.
So many questions. Asking every question before you can even answer. I'm like, oh, okay, the stinger, yep. Like,
the stinger's in there. Okay. Yeah, that's
okay,
very
got
interesting.
It. You're like, no. The inflammation.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. We found the entire interior of our rental car covered in frogs. There must have been at least 100 in there. Frogs.
Oh my gosh.
Kind
that
of
just
a vibe.
Gave me like, no, that just gave me.
I kind of like frogs.
No, have you ever seen those? Okay, well, yeah, they're cute, but 100 of them?
No, that's terrifying.
Any kind of animal all resting together and there's hundreds of them? That's terrifying. What is that like? It's like when people have you ever scrolled past those weird videos on Instagram or Facebook? It's like the most shocking videos that look staged where it's like someone's leg and they have a bunch of ticks on them in
ew.
A big clunk.
A clunk. No.
Oh my gosh. It literally makes my stomach just do cartwheels. It makes me feel sick. And that's just reminding me of that. 100 frogs.
Well, like if there are going to be 100 of an animal or of an amphibian,
true.
I would want that.
Wow,
like
amphibian.
That is what
word
I
of the week.
Thank you. That is what I would choose.
Yeah, that's true.
Like anything else I'm picturing.
Ew, I'm getting
100 lizards. No.
Oh no.
That would be worse. You know that Kemper is terrified of lizards.
Lizards.
And she, I think, because when we were in Bali, she was like, I would literally rather, because there are lizards everywhere in Bali. Like
big ones?
Big ones, kind of like ooh. In your room. Because because it's like out
oh,
and in,
yeah.
whatever. But like not on your bed or something.
Yeah.
Like they'll be like on the ceiling in the corner or something. But it's like, and not a ton of them. But she was like, I would literally there rather be, I can't remember what she said, but she's like, I would rather there be a rat like in my room than that. And I'm like, really? A lizard? Like, I agree. It's not my favorite, but a rat? Imagine, now
no,
imagine
not a rat.
100 rats in your car. Imagine 100 cockroaches in your car.
Oh, no, no, no.
Spiders? No. I'm
spiders
taking a frog
terrifying.
Every day.
I'm more thinking about the way that frogs look with their slimy skin. Like all of them together is giving me like a weird phobia. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They look like weird bumps of something.
I like it.
Please.
Trying to manifest it. I'm like, I hope tomorrow I wake up
my next vacation. I get lots of frogs
no.
in my car.
No, that would be terrifying. Have you ever wished that you had visibly thicker hair or less shedding? Maybe some stress is causing your hair to thin, or is it the other way around? There are multiple root causes of hair thinning, and Nutrafol addresses key root causes through a whole body approach to hair health. So Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. So from postpartum to menopause, and no matter your life stage, really, Nutrafol has four unique formulas to support women. Each is physician formulated using drug-free, science-backed ingredients so you get the most reliable results.
When I was postpartum, I think I was probably 4 months postpartum when I started noticing the hair coming out and the dreaded postpartum shedding. And it actually made me more self-conscious than I thought it would. But I've been using Nutrafol now, and I'm trying to, even though I just chopped my hair, I'm doing it for all for the sake of my hair health, to give it its best
chance
at growing long and thick, okay? So if you go to Nutrafol.com to take their hair health wellness quiz, you can identify causes of your thinning hair, and Nutrafol will give you a personalized plan for better hair growth through their whole body health approach. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning, so stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism through whole body health. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code WHATWESAID. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code what we said. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code what we said. We're going to jump into an ad real quick to talk about Squarespace. From websites and online stores to marketing tools and analytics, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform to build a beautiful online presence and run your business. Squarespace is so user-friendly. And that is my favorite thing about Squarespace, because technology can be extremely frustrating if you don't know how to work it. And especially when you're trying to get a product up, you're trying to write a blog, you're trying to express yourself or sell something, and it's just not working and the technology is the thing holding you back. And that's why Squarespace is so amazing for creators or small businesses. It is the place to be.
So Squarespace is everything to sell anything. They have the tools you need to get your business off the ground, including e-commerce templates, inventory management, a simple checkout process, and secure payments. I feel like if you have a, however big your business is, when you're starting out, if you have a physical or digital product for that matter, it's super hard to set up like a store where you have a checkout and people can put things in their cart. Like, I know, I don't know anything about coding or anything. So Squarespace has been a game changer. Chelsea and I have pretty much used it for every business or website we've ever started. So they have like video blocks. You can put your videos from YouTube, Vimeo, or wherever on your Squarespace site, and you can add an image overlay to your video to improve your website's load speed. Again, all things that I would not think of, and my website would probably be so incredibly slow if I didn't have tools like this. Also, they have traffic overview, so you can see your visits, your unique visitors, and how your page views trend over time. And that's really valuable insight to have as a business owner, to see your top traffic sources, products, device types, like how people are viewing your website, and if they put something in their cart and then they abandon it, things like that. It's really nice to know. So head to squarespace.com/whatwesaid for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code WHATWESAID to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That is squarespace.com/whatwesaid and use the offer code WHATWESAID. Go check it out.
I was on an 8-hour flight back to Boston from Amsterdam, and the guy next to me fell asleep facing my direction
with
mouth wide open.
Ew!
His breath reeked and I was stuck smelling it the entire flight.
Please. Not in her direction. Ew! Honestly, bring back masks. Like,
100%.
Honestly, the mask was great because I open my mouth when I sleep too. Like, if I fall into a deep sleep, my mouth's coming open.
Oh, yeah.
That mask concealed a lot.
Yeah, and it kind of holds it a little bit.
Kind of nice.
When you had to have, I would have the mask, an eye mask, and headphones, and then I put my hood up. It's like, I'm fully covered.
You are fully covered. No one's looking at you. That's great.
And the, what's it called? The neck rest.
Jail time for him being in your direction. Like in the fetal position, just facing you. Absolutely not.
Men should not be allowed to fall asleep on flights. Only girls.
It's for the girls only.
Yeah.
I broke up with my boyfriend of a year and then went on a 2-week long trip to Europe with him.
Why? Okay.
Not in like a we still get along way, but in a non-refundable way. Awkward.
What?
Okay. I hate that for you.
Oh, that's not 2 weeks. Why go, honestly?
Why even go? I'd rather, I mean, I get it, but you should stay home.
Yeah, I was going to say, or maybe like, try to find hotels. Someone else.
Get different hotels.
That's true.
Like, have your own, you can have your own Eat, Pray, Love European experience separate.
Yes.
Like, look, we can go. I'm not staying at the hotel with you.
Mm-hmm.
We can stay somewhere else and we can have our own European trips.
Or whoever finds someone who's willing to pay the other one for their ticket, you know? It's like,
what do you mean?
If me and my boyfriend broke up, then I'd be like, JC, do you want to come on this trip and like pay? Like,
we I can't, bet oh, you can't wouldn't get the be flight. Like Duh. Non-transferable okay, yeah, and refundable. Sense.
Yeah. That was a stupid idea. Forget I
wow.
said anything. I know nothing. I went on a work trip with my boss earlier this year, and we visited an ancient hammam in Istanbul. Is that how you say that?
Istanbul.
Istanbul. If you're not familiar, a hammam is a fully naked bathhouse where you are scrubbed down and washed by employees. Welp, I had no idea what it was until I was sitting directly across from my boss for the fully nude hour-long scrub session. If he is a man, that's jail time, and HR needs to be called immediately. And they're scrubbing
that
you?
Best not be a man. It's got to be a girl, right?
Gotta be a girl.
She would have said man. She would have like made that a point. Well, is she a girl?
Even then, your boss and your both just naked girls, like, well, not that there's anything wrong with naked girls, but like your boss, the one person you're like, I don't want to know that you have a life.
A body.
Like, we're a body or needs. Like, we're just two people existing, you know, at work. And there's nothing more. Oh, not the scrubbing too, like the jiggling.
Do you have
scrubbing.
Any interest in going to like those bathhouse type of thing and getting scrubbed? Because that is my biggest fear.
Really?
You're someone's
biggest
scrubbing
fear?
Me like that. I feel like it would hurt so bad.
Yeah,
like, that
I
does
think
not
it would
sound
hurt,
enjoyable to
but
me.
I feel like it would be like the cleanest I've ever been in my life. And I'm looking forward to that feeling.
Ooh, stripping me of my tanner.
I know I'm not kidding. You know, they would just get
Don't
all
Don't tell
of
me
the,
you're like all in the same room. Well, in that place you
I
were.
I think you are.
But
in a
like,
lot of these. I just saw this girl on TikTok post a video. It was like when you and your friend go to a Korean bathhouse together for the first time and just saw each other fully naked. And they're just, it's the sound where they're blinking. Like, they like scrub in your butt and stuff.
In your butt, Chelsea.
Yes.
You go off your butthole?
Oh, I don't know how far, but I'm like, they stick a thing like a straw cleaner up your butt. No, I'm kidding.
Just like but in the cheeks.
Yes. Yes. Okay. How good would it feel to be completely clean head to toe? Like, you know you're not getting that same scrub at home.
Oh, absolutely not. No, that, you know,
what are they doing to my hair?
No, you know what I was going to say? The videos I've seen of like, I don't know what type of spa, but it's like a head, specifically like a head and scalp treatment. And it's like, have you seen those videos? I need to send you one specifically. You will be, it's like this water, like, going through your head and then like a deep scalp rub and like exfoliation on your scalp and then
oh my gosh, my scalp's so itchy now.
Hair mask, like all this stuff on your scalp.
Wait, where can we get that done?
I think LA.
I need it immediately.
I think LA. I'm sending you this thing.
We'll
report back because it looks incredible.
Oh, that would feel so good.
Okay. A monkey peed in my eyes. When my family went to Costa Rica, I looked up to see the monkeys in the trees and one peed straight down into my eyes.
My God.
I ended up getting so sick and puked the whole flight home.
Oh. So you got like an infection.
Not an infection from... No, monkeys are ruthless. You know one bit about Leif and Bali? Because he made eye contact with them. You're not supposed to make eye contact
I
with them.
I remember that.
You're not supposed to make eye contact with them. And
why?
Leif,
what
like,
they got?
It
What's
literally...
wrong with them?
It's like aggression. Like they see it as aggression.
Oh.
I think they say sometimes that about dogs as well. Like you shouldn't look at
Oh yeah, I get
dog
nervous about looking a dog in the eye.
So Leif, first of all, these monkeys in Bali.
He couldn't resist.
No, literally. We went to this place and it was the first time we ever went to Bali, which was when we were first married. So it was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And this monkey temple was, there were way less restrictions. So we went back like a few years ago and it was way different. Like you couldn't interact as much with the animals. It's like a sanctuary type of place, I think. Anyway, but when we first went, there were like...
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, I swear there were like no restrictions. You just like walk into this forest and there's monkeys everywhere and they jump on you.
Oh.
They fully will like jump on you and like whatever. And Leif had our big camera and it literally grabbed it and was trying to take it. And so he was trying to grab it and he looked down and he's like... and he made eye contact with it. It literally just chomps on him. He's like, cool. Literally broke skin. And...
Oh
and... That's,
the
like,
panic.
Really bad, like, getting bit by a monkey. You know, you can get, like, diseases and or weird things. So he had to go to, like, this medic and whatever anyway. But I was like so stressed about it the whole trip. I'm like, great. Because they're like, you sometimes you don't know, but like if you get bit, you could get this and this. I'm like, I'm terrified.
Awesome.
Anyway.
That's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, I feel like on the more I see of these things, the more it's just better not to. I know it's so tempting to like want to go and like touch animals and like really invade their privacy. But yeah. I feel like the more I learn about it, I'm just like, just leave the animals be.
Just leave them be.
You don't need
to
go in there and like go to these places where they're like, come in and you can hold a monkey. Like, come in and you can ride this. It's like, let's just not. Unless it's a really reputable like sanctuary or something. But
yeah, for
I feel like it's hard to tell. I dated a boy in college who invited me to a family vacation in California. We drove there for the weekend from Utah, and on the drive back, he began to break up with me.
Awesome.
3 minutes into the conversation, we were hit from behind by another car, and we rolled twice. It was bad. Honestly, so comical now to say I've been hit by a car while being broken up.
Oh my
gosh. The family trip must not have gone well. If he could even wait till he got home. He's like, on the way home, the second you get in the car alone, he's like, listen, we're done. Oh, that's sad.
Getting hit from behind and rolling your vehicle.
You know
while
what
getting
I would
broken
have
up
said
with.
The moment we got hit, like, of course. Just honestly, at this point, nothing shocks me.
That is actually such a good story, though.
Yeah.
You did it for the plot, even though you didn't choose it. I, 23, was flying to Minnesota with my 6'2 fiancé, who is also 23. We sat in the exit row to give him some more leg space. I got asked if I was old enough to sit there. You have to be 15. And when I said yes, the flight attendant laughed and thought I was lying.
Oh. Didn't that just happen to you?
Yeah, except I thought I was 12.
Oh.
It was a few years ago. They literally go, are you over 12?
You're like, ma'am.
Like, I am literally in my mid-20s.
Like, I am on my way to becoming a mother.
Literally. Shocking.
Oh, my God.
It's very humbling. It still happens to me. And I, like, if I'm over 21, they'll ask if I'm over 21. Like, even on this flight, they're passing out, I think, champagne or mimosas or something. And she's like, are you over 21? And I was like, yes. But I'll
take
water.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I would just like to prove I am. You show your ID.
Yeah.
You're like, but I want water.
Literally.
Someone try. Oh, I mixed one. In seventh grade, went to Mexico with all adult family.
Huh?
Okay. Just getting straight to
with
the point.
With her whole adult family? Okay.
Just with all adult family. Maybe clarifying there's no kids.
Yeah.
We went on a booze cruise with parasailing.
Okay. Oh, that sounds like a recipe for disaster.
I volunteered first to go, and it was going great until the crank to reel me in broke.
No.
They slowed down the boat, but I still had to undo my safety straps and jump down at least 15 to 20 feet into the water.
Absolutely not.
And swim back to the boat against the current. Haven't trusted excursions since.
That's
horrifying.
I don't mean to like really bring down the mood right now. And I mean really, but like I'm fairly certain that someone just died from that exact thing. I read that like a guy
the
on
crank?
Vacation. Yeah, they're like it broke. Like you, like he had to jump or like fall essentially because there's literally nothing they could do.
Aww.
And it was like a really far jump into the ocean. And I'm pretty sure he did not make it.
Because of the impact?
Yeah, I believe so. Like
that's scary.
And that was just on vacation, like parasailing. Not to terrify everyone, because I actually hate when people do that. They're like, take like an innocent.
Yeah, like someone died.
Yeah, and it's like, well, someone just died doing that. It's like fear, literally just making you fear it. But I'm like, that is really actually terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I've been parasailing. Have you ever been?
No.
It is terrifying.
I can only imagine. You're over the ocean.
You're over the ocean and you are so high. It is unimaginable how high you are. Like, when Leif and I, we went in Mexico and I remember looking at him, I'm like, oh, if we dropped right now, like, we would 100% die. That's how high you are in the air. Like, if we dropped, we're dead. 1,000,000%. And you're just in this little, like, tiny thing.
Oh my gosh. I'm picturing the panic of when you realize like you're too far gone up. Like where you're just like, okay, this is not like, what do I do?
No, and
do
it's
I
such,
tell you to bring me down or do I just pretend I'm having fun and wait till the end?
It's such like a weird experience too. I mean, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. You're up there. It's like cool. But imagine you're looking down. I don't know. I don't want to be dramatic, but like I'm trying to see how much an average parasail, like how high it goes.
Maybe 30, 40 feet?
No, higher.
Oh my gosh.
That cannot be real.
What did it say?
This cannot be real, Chelsea. What did it say? If this is real, like, I'm so justified and validated in what I'm saying of how high it is, but this cannot be real. Average height for parasailing is around 400 to 500 feet.
What?
That cannot be real. Am I picturing the right parasailing, or am I like saying the right thing? Because you're like attached to a boat. That cannot be freaking real. Like, what I was going to say when you were like, how high? I was going to say probably like 50 to 70 feet was my guess. But 500?
Oh,
I'm my not okay.
No. I'm sorry, no.
Like, no.
I feel like there are
certain
things.
That is not okay. I'm literally going to call Leif and see if what he would guess how high we were.
He probably knows, though. I feel like he knows a lot about
but
para stuff.
Yeah, that's facts. I don't think he'll know this. I think he'll be shocked.
Well, luckily she was at the bottom when the crank broke. She only had to jump 15 to 20 feet.
Yeah, and I mean, that's high. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Cool. Okay, never mind, everyone, but.
Sheesh.
I cannot get over this. Like, what I was reading, it was like, I can go to 800 feet.
Oh.
Like, no.
Like, maybe not excursions, though. You know, maybe that's people who parasail for, like,
maybe
that's their main hobby.
Maybe.
Like, extreme parasailing.
Yeah.
Maybe with tourists, it's like 100. Still, that's freaking high, but.
I'm going to say average tourist parasail. I am, like, fascinated by this. No, literally all of them are, like, 500 feet. You go a maximum of 500 feet.
Wow.
Anyway, that's really insane.
I'm speechless at that.
Yeah.
Did you just read that? Or no, I did.
I'm stunned speechless by this information, by the way. I just can't get over it. Okay. I got stuck in the bathroom for takeoff. I tried to open the door to go back to my seat, and the flight attendant closed the door and yelled through at me to just stay in there till the seatbelt light turns off because the weather was causing bad turbulence.
Oh.
I spent 45 minutes waiting in the airplane bathroom before I could go back to my seat.
Oh, no.
That's an interesting experience, especially during turbulence.
Does the toilet close? Like, is there a lid? I can't think. I never go in the airplane bathroom.
I actually can't picture it. I feel like it.
What if it doesn't?
I feel like
it does. Splashing you.
No, I do think it has a lid.
That's good. Still, that's a long time.
That's a long time. Oh, Leif's calling me back. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, remember when we went parasailing in Mexico?
Uh-huh.
How high do you think we were in the air?
Like 150 feet or something.
I just looked it up and it said the average height of parasailing is 500 feet.
No way.
Do you think that we were 500 feet in the air?
I mean, it's pretty high, but also it was really windy.
Yeah, I was just telling Chelsea how terrifying it was. And then I looked it up. I'm like, I don't know how high it was. It says 500 to 800 feet. I'm shook. Anyway, that's all. I gotta go because we're podcasting.
All right.
Okay, love you. Bye. Anywho. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's scary. Someone tried to buy me in Morocco. I was in Morocco at a kitchenware shop and a Moroccan man came up to me and was so creepy. He was touching my hair and asking me where I'm from, etc. He told me to come home with him and I would live a good life and he would take care of me. When I walked away, he followed me and offered the Arabic speaker that I was with camels in exchange for me. Fun fact, I'm only worth 14 camels.
Oh, wait, that's
kind of a lot
really
of camels.
Scary.
14? Dang.
Kind of crazy that he's like forthcoming. He's like, I will give you a great life.
Yeah. Listen.
Listen here to my pitch. That's actually really scary,
That is scary. Hopefully you're with a lot of people.
Sat down for my three-hour flight with my six-month-old, three-year-old and two-year-old across the aisle from us with my husband. The lady next to me, maybe 30s, looks me dead in the eyes and says, I hate babies. I wanted to cry. I just smiled back, then continued to stand in the back of the plane for the majority of the flight because I was extremely uncomfortable.
That's so mean.
Really?
Like, I don't care if you hate babies, but I hate your blouse. Did I have to say that to you? No.
That is diabolical.
No. Why would you make her feel so bad? This is the thing that I was watching this video. We've talked about this before, but how people are scared to bring specifically like their toddlers or their babies somewhere in public, like to restaurants or out to like the mall or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying, how are they going to learn how to be in public if they're never allowed in public?
Yeah.
And then one day they're 10 years old and now they can finally go out into the real world. Like, what? No.
They have to have these experiences.
They're annoying in ways that you're annoyed by, but you're also annoying to the other people
when you
as
fall
well.
Asleep and your freaking breath's in my face. So bye.
I would hesitate saying that's worse than a baby.
Yeah.
And most of the time, yeah, babies cry every once in a while, but I go on a lot of flights that I see other babies and I don't hear a pee from them. And if I do, it's like, meh, 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 like just a little bit.
It's pretty rare, I actually feel like, that a baby is like screaming throughout the whole flight.
Yeah, and I honestly, just because I understand how stressed they probably feel, but now I just feel bad for the mom. I'm not even annoyed for myself. I'll like look back to just like check that she's okay and kind of give her a look like we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I was meeting a bunch of friends in Tulum for a birthday trip. I waited all day in the airport for my friend. She never showed up and I couldn't get a hold of her.
Excuse me?
After almost a whole day of not knowing what happened to her, we finally found out she was stuck in Mexico City in airport jail at customs and had been interrogated for hours. On top of that, when we finally got to our Airbnb, the whole place was flooded from a storm the night before. That's so scary. I wonder why. Like maybe she filled something out wrong or something.
Did you see Alicia's TikTok of her being irrecognizable?
My gosh, I was dying.
Unrecognizable.
Laughing.
That would be me. Her passport photo, they literally almost did not let her into the country because they're like, this is not you. Because she was like so glammed for her passport pic. And then she's just like no makeup in sweats. Her hair's not tied back.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
I was laughing so hard. I was not prepared for the passport photo either. Like, she's like, this is why you don't take a hot passport photo. She held it up. Like even her face is like so like she's doing like a model face.
The passport photo slayed.
It was slaying. Like, I could not believe that was a passport photo in real life.
I know. Mine so could funny. Never. I thought I was Bella Hadid when I got the freaking photo back. I was very humbled.
Oh, yeah. I need to get a new... Oh, my gosh. Okay. I need to get a new passport this year.
I need... Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know that within, like, 6 months, you need to... Like, if it's expiring within a few months, you have to get it before if you want to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's 2024, so I literally need to get it, like,
yeah, you should get it this year. Soon.
And that's when I'm officially changing my name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I need to get a new ID pronto.
Same.
And I... Yeah.
I need to do the whole shebang.
Yeah, so do I. We should go to the DMV together.
Okay. Well, I don't want to take my photo at the DMV, though.
Where do you take it?
Oh, well, I guess I'm thinking of the passport one.
Like for a license, I don't think you have a choice.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Stay tuned.
Dang.
We should get like glammed.
Yes.
And then go to the DMV together.
I'm down.
Our next outing. Okay, this past May, I traveled to Jackson Hole, Wyoming for my bachelorette party. Long story short, we went horseback riding and myself and one of the bridesmaids ended up in the hospital with broken bones. We only got one full day of bachelorette activities before spending the rest of the trip in the hospital.
Oh.
Needless to say, traveling home was a nightmare, but we have a great story to look back on when the wedding comes. Eesh. That's really traumatizing.
That is heiny.
Thank you for adding to my list of why I'm terrified of horses. Yeah. I'll be sure to remember that one.
I know. When you're scared of something, you can find stories to affirm your fears and keep you there.
Of course.
That's how I was going to say. That's how I feel about the parasailing and like jumping out of things that are high up in the air. Like, it sounds fun, but I think I've just passed that point in my life and I'm too scared now. I'm just like, I can't die.
You got too much on the line.
Yeah. I went on my dream trip to New York City, 3 years in the making, and got stuck in an elevator for 4 hours, just a few minutes into the trip. It was full of people and it was so hot and I honestly was having back-to-back panic attacks, feeling so suffocated. That sounds like a freaking nightmare. I passed out from anxiety. Oh my gosh. When we finally got out, I tripped down the staircase because I was so shaky.
Oh no.
And weak and broke my leg.
No! So, you are lying.
So an ambulance took me to the hospital. I had to go home the next day.
Hold on. Where was she?
New York City. Oh. 3 years in the making. I want to cry.
You're lying to me.
My gosh. Tripped
up. That is next level.
That's a sitcom. I cannot believe that. I'm so
sorry.
Tell
that story on TikTok. You'll go viral.
Oh, 100%. And I hope you have photos,
yeah,
too.
And definitely include photos.
If there's one thing about that I know, if I could count on JC, is that she would have had documented that entire thing. Like, she would have been quick enough to think of, like, taking videos of everybody, like, taking photos of her. She probably would have gotten her somehow falling down the stairs.
I don't know if that's a flex.
No, it is.
Thank you.
It is.
Okay, this is my last one. Okay, I know this sounds made up because it's absolutely insane, but I swear it's not. On the way
starting
to
starting to sound made up.
Yeah.
With the disclaimer.
Swear in all capitalized, too. On the way to a family camping trip with my in-laws, with everyone in the big family Suburban, my mother-in-law announces she has to go to the bathroom, but father-in-law refuses to stop and tells her to just go in the car while continuing to drive.
No.
So she poops in a plastic bag. And then my father-in-law holds it out of the window while driving and the scent wafts back to everyone in the back two rows.
Okay. Did you marry into a psychotic family? That's not real.
That cannot.
Why did he hold it out of the window?
Why is he holding it?
Why is she pooping in a plastic bag? He won't stop for her to poop. I thought it was going to be pee. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, that's crazy to make a grown ass woman pee in a freaking water bottle.
Even that
something.
Would be crazy. Like if you, yes. If your mother-in-law was like, I have to pee in a cup and you're in the car. No.
She's pooping in front of everybody. Don't even mind that it's in the car, that she's in the front seat and she's pooping in front of you.
And she's willing. Like, you don't get scared. Your body should be in fear when you're around other people to where you cannot poop.
No.
Like, you
your
have...
sphincter should be tighter than I don't even know what, but it should be tight.
It should be very tight. Like, you should not be comfortable. You are too comfortable.
No, why you liked that.
You liked that. Why do you feel comfortable pooping in front of me? No.
That is disgusting.
Because they're both serial killers.
So all your family is in the car? Your husband just had to watch his mom poop?
Literally a family camping trip in the big family Suburban. No. And the scent wafting back really just
were
put the nail in
the coffin. Were you guys
silent? Or were you silenced?
Like, what were you saying? Absolutely. Were you just like, I guess I have to speak quiet and sit back here and let it No. Your husband's okay with that?
Chelsea, what would you genuinely do if your mother-in-law did that?
Well, that would be a joke. Well, like, that would
I know it would never happen.
Lori would never.
But what if everyone was like just silent and like, oh, okay. And
I would think I'd be pranked. I would be like, you're joking. Like, you're absolutely joking. I actually don't know what I would do. I think I would maybe think I was being pranked. They were all on a prank and filming me or something. So maybe I would go along with it just like until they were like, just kidding. What would you do?
I can't even imagine. It is too hard to imagine. Like, my gut instinct would be like, wait, you're joking. Like, to say that and be like, wait, you're kidding, right? But if it was actually just genuinely happening, like, I don't know.
I would be hysterically laughing and also probably throw up. I'm not kidding. I would
How
throw
are
up.
You even pooping in the front seat? Like, that's
my question.
Really?
What are you
crazy.
Wiping with?
What are you wiping?
Do you have toilet paper? This is fake.
No, it's fake. 100%.
I swear this happened.
It's giving switching baby. 100%.
It's giving fake. 100%. I need to see a photo of this
And why
family.
Is he holding it out? Like, was he going to throw it out the window? Like, what
or was
he
being
just...
funny and trying to be like, smell the poop?
I hate this family.
No, I think I would divorce
if I would.
Like,
yeah,
honestly, it's too much.
No, once I got to the camping trip, I'm working on the divorce papers.
Yeah, you're not, my attorney.
I'm my attorney. I'm not spending one more night with you. That's for sure. Because if you came from these two people, I already
oh
know
my gosh.
You are also not okay. No. You were born out of those two people. You're done as well.
This is such a fake story. There's no freaking way. There's no freaking way. I'm thinking of the logistics now more and more. Just like. Her the husband saying, I'm not stopping for you. What?
Why? Like, you're just why? Camping. Like, you're not going. Camping. You're not on the way to like a Broadway show where you have to be on time.
He's sick. He's a sick person. If he can't let you go poop, even on the side of the road for 2 minutes, you're going to run out of gas or something. What is happening? Why can't he let you stop to go poop? And the fact that nobody is stopping this from happening, the fact that the mother-in-law goes along with this is fake.
No, it's fake. Thanks for writing that fake story.
Yeah, thanks for the fake.
Honestly.
Fake news.
I love a good fake story. It gives a lot of entertainment.
It's giving like 12-year-old wrote in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I swear this happened.
Yeah, we need to check who wrote this in. Literally
like,
last
always
time.
Always anonymous looks them up.
True. last time when we got the, well, this was a long time ago, but you all know the infamous switching baby story. The girl literally wrote again. She's like, you got me. Or did she write in? Or at the end of it? She's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I think she wrote in again or something.
Yeah, she wrote in again.
She's like, you got me. It's fake. Hope you enjoyed. I'm like, no. Why did you write in a fake story? But also, I did enjoy. Actually, yeah. Thank you. I did enjoy.
No, same. Honestly, if you think of a really good fake story, if it's believable,
Send it on in. Honestly, it's entertaining. Okay, we got to wrap this up because it's a really long episode. But thank you so much for listening, you guys. This was a really fun one. Sorry we didn't get into the stories till later, but we had a lot to catch up on because we're really in our health and wellness era, just, you know, meditating to the height, to kingdom come, okay? We had to talk about it. We're sorry. We had a lot of updates. Make sure you are following our podcast Instagram. I did a little what we said photo dump, and I feel like we should do those more often.
I love it.
It was cute. So go follow our Instagram if you want to see what's going on in our lives and be involved in any of these story episodes or write in for advice or anything like that. It's at What We Said Podcast. And if you're feeling extra nice, you can give us a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app or on the Spotify app. It's super, super easy. You just click a quick button and it helps us out a ton. We really appreciate it. We love you guys so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Don't let your mother-in-law poop in the car.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.